This is the air I breathe.
Welcome to another show, bpnradio.com. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you, God, for all that you've already done for us, for creating everything in us and giving us a way back to you through your Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I would pray, dear Father, that this discussion would be pleasing to your ear. You are my rock and my redeemer. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. So, BPN crowd, welcome to another BPN Marketplace Saturday extravaganza. And today, I'd like to cover the topic of what we should do in our businesses so that what we do is actually pleasing to God. And that's really everything. How we treat our employees, how we treat the clientele that we have, folks we buy from, so folks we sell to. We want to make sure that we're doing that in a way that's pleasing to God and brings Him glory. Reading from Colossians chapter 3, verse 17. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. That's the only scripture we're going to use today. Whatever you do, in word or deed. Emails, text messages, the word, what we write. Little sticky notes left around the office. You know, sometimes you think you're making a point tactfully. Sometimes there's a way to make that point in a more loving way. But any time you know that if Jesus was going to read that aloud in the throne room, and you're certain that he would not approve of that, then let's not write that. Let's choose another way. Because if we live that way, if you run your business that way, and the way I'm talking about is to have what you write and what you do with your hands. And I would even throw in there what you speak, what you say. Dare I say your thoughts? Doesn't he have the hairs on your head numbered? So I'd say you're transparent to God. Let's not play around with that. If we show God that our hearts are right with him and we're living for him and doing what we can in our businesses to glorify him, that's the goal. If that's our goal, and we're not necessarily saying, and that means my business is going to flourish. Well, it could. God could bless you and decide to multiply your business if it's in his will. Be right in your heart from the get-go, coming out of the gate, to say, no, everything I touch and say and do in this business will glorify God. Now, that sounds impossible. No one's perfect. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Certainly, that is true. But we are supposed to live in a way that represents Jesus, so that when people saw what we were doing, we would look different. We'd look like Jesus. And over time, by taking in God's word and by putting into practice the word that we take in and walking out that word in our daily life, from our thoughts to our actions, to how we treat people, how we treat ourselves, that is going to say a lot more to the people that are around us than hanging up a nice scripture in the office, you know, and there's pictures of us on our mission trip. We're going to put that on the website too. I think anytime we do something that say, look, I glorified God, there's a fine line there of doing that in a way that says, and boy, did it make me change the way I was doing things, the way I thought, my heart. And we're not to be boastful in those things, but it is good to share what you get out of making that commitment to God, meaning it's changed the person that I am. So I wanted that to be the focus of today's talk. It's a real short one, but I felt like in this season, especially some of the things I've been going through with my work, it really is hitting home that it's more than just thinking you're going to do it. You really honestly have to make an effort. You wake up. I would encourage you to be in prayer with God early on in the day and stay in that prayer mode throughout the day. Don't leave it. And you'd be surprised how you will find yourself in his will. And Yep, granted, you're going to step out of that from time to time, but when you've really fight hard to get back to it and you've made that 180 degree turn in your life where people that knew you or know you say, man, there's something different about you. What is it? What are you doing? Working out, dieting? And you tell them, no, it's Jesus. It's the Word of God. The Word became flesh. Let's go to John chapter 1. Reflecting on that and then telling them the good news. That, hey, I was trapped in sin. I was a slave to sin. I was of the world. And it didn't happen overnight, but I can tell you this. I've been blessed by changing my ways to become more like Jesus than anything else I've ever tried. So as we go about our daily work, in our businesses, let's make sure that we're focused from the start of the day to when we lay our heads down, and we can look back on that day and say, Jesus would be pleased with the day I just put in. And let's carry that on to weekends, time with our family, time with friends, fellowship. Be that person. Work to be that person that stays in it. And it's just going to make you better. And who knows? I've known some folks that my father-in-law did this all the time. He was one of those guys that you thought, okay, how does he do so well in business with a music degree? And he'd tell you, I don't know what I'm doing, but God's in control. And I know that I serve a wonderful creator and that Jesus is Lord over my life. And I tell you what, some things happened for him that would not make sense to anyone on the outside. But those of us that were in the inner circle knew, wow, look at that. God showed up again. And yeah, there were losses, bad real estate deals, companies that we thought were going to take off and they wouldn't. But you don't ever stop trying. That was the key, is that the answer there was, well, God, that wasn't in God's will. Let's pray about it and see what else we're going to do. And that's what worked. So I saw that. I'd like to share that with you. I saw that in my life. It's very real. It's a true testimony, and I would pray that this coming week would be a better week for you and your business so that you could apply what you learn as you're reading the Word and praying and staying in contact with your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and let's see how things go. Y'all have a very blessed week. Take care.
To burdened hearts and hungry souls, my Lord would have me go to tell every sinner the love he did bestow. Now of Jesus everywhere. Take me and use me, I pray. Save souls who hunger and can't trouble now, for Christ is the way. New life through Him, our Savior, you must accept. Jesus, go to all the world, this message to proclaim. Christ died for all who claim his precious name. Take me and use me, I pray. Save souls who hunger and can't find their way. Take me and use me, my Lord, I pray, to tell of my Redeemer today. For those who seek and pray, accept our Savior's gift to all, obey his blessed name. Oh, now the door is open wide for all the world to know. For God commands we go.
When I in awesome wonder
turned into wine. Open the eyes of the blind. There's no one like you. None like you. Into the darkness you shine. Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you. None like you. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer. Awesome in power. Into the darkness you shine. Out of the ashes we rise. There's no